Welcome to You Go Girl Podcast. Hey guys, and welcome to You Go Girl Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have listened to any of my podcasts previously, you might notice that my voice is a little different. I'm kind of sick. I'm not sure if it's like a low-key flu or because the seasons are changing, maybe I have allergies for the first time in my life. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm really congested. I'm sorry if that's hard for you to listen to, but there's some changes with You Go Girl podcast. I wasn't quite sure when I was going to get back on and kind of take this away, but I am driving an hour from dropping Derek off because he started a new job. He was picking the work truck up, so I figure now is as good as time as any. You might hear some directions at some point through this podcast because I don't know where I'm going, so I'm sorry. Please just bear with me. I know that GPS voice is so fucking annoying sometimes, and it kind of disrupts the vibe, but just bear with me. I don't want to get lost. And I'm also like one sneeze away from peeing my pants. Like, I have to go to the bathroom so bad, but I have my daughter with me and she's sleeping, so I can't really just pull over and like go into a store or something. I don't want to wake her up. So if you have listened to my podcast before, you have probably noticed lately that one, I haven't really been posting, and then two, all of the past episodes are gone. So I did some time to think and kind of step away from social media and the podcast, and that was because I was noticing some serious negative vibes going on with me and some of the things I've been posting, as well as the podcast, and I don't really like that part of me. Whoops. Okay. So I really don't like that side of me, and it's not necessarily that, it's not necessarily that I'm never negative or that I'm always negative. It's just part of my personality. Sometimes I get sucked up into these drama things, or I'm like kind of like an empath, so I kind of soak up people's energies, and it's really hard for me. It's very draining, and I start to mimic these things that other people are presenting, and it's something I'm very aware of in my life, but it takes me a minute to acknowledge where I'm at, and sometimes it's right on the dot. But anyway, so I don't really like that side. I didn't like where the podcast was going and like what it was starting to sound like. That's not what You Go Girl podcast is about at all. It's not about negativity. It's not about like shitting on other people. I used to be that person. So this is the whole point of this episode. It's going to be my new first episode. And it's kind of like, it's telling you where I've been is pretty much where it is. So I'm going to start in a place that I didn't previously in my podcast, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my past and things that I've dealt with and what I've kind of overcome personally and I don't know about physically, but just life-wise. So my parents were kind of like party people. They didn't really date, I should say. So my parents met at a party. They hooked up a couple times. My mom got pregnant. It was a shock to everybody. She thought she couldn't have kids. And my dad was, I think like 6 years older than her. I'm not quite sure. 62 and 69. No, so that's not six. I think it's seven. Seven or eight years older. I think that's 7 years older. I'm not even going to try. I think it's 7 years older than her. My dad never wanted kids, and quite frankly, he told me that as a child, which is pretty fucking horrible. So if that sets the precedence of what my childhood was like, you're right on point right there. So my mom got pregnant, told my dad. Long story short, my dad actually gave my mom money for an abortion because he didn't want kids. My mom took the money, did not get the abortion, and just took his money. And then it was kind of like a long, drawn-out thing from there. My dad has always struggled with alcohol. When I was little, he was in a band. He was very, like, head up in the clouds kind of guy, and he didn't really want to be that serious about really anything when I was little, which changed, I mean, for a little bit, because his best friend was really looking out for him, and his best friend had a child young, and then later on down the line, he got married to another woman and had a couple more kids. So he was very, that guy was very grounded, and he was my dad's best friend. So he kind of took him under his wing and was like, listen, you gotta get your shit together, like you got a kid. So it changed a little bit, but honestly, not that much. So my mom, on the other hand, was 21 when I was born, and she was like a party girl, typical, stereotypical party girl, literally from the looks and everything. She's very loud. She's blonde hair, blue eyes, big boobs. Like, she was proud of being known as a bitch. Like, just everything that I'm not. That's how my mom is. And honestly, once I was pregnant, she didn't really grow that much from that point, personally and mentally or anything like that, or just in life in general. She had a lot of, like, really terrible friends. I don't care if they hear this, it's just the truth. A lot of them are still into drugs, some of them have died, people have overdosed, and my mom's just very much in that lifestyle. She has never grown past that. She claims and is proud of the title, like, the best bitch you'll ever meet. She's very loud, she's proud of that, and it's just everything that I'm not interested in being. She would hop from guy to guy a lot. I had a lot of stepdads, and I just did, like, air quotes. I actually physically had 2 stepdads, but there were a lot of guys in between that. But she only got married twice. The first man was to my little brother, his dad, and he was a woman abuser, and I don't mind saying that. He went to jail for it. It's very known. He used to beat the shit out of my mom all the time. I would see it. There was one time where I walked into the kitchen and he was, like, choking my mom, and I was probably 7 or 8. My mom was holding my little brother. I started screaming and, like, punching him, and I think the most self-aware thing I can say in that moment, which is sad to think of it, was I wasn't scared for my mom in that moment. I was worried about my little brother. I've always been extremely overprotective about my little brothers, and that was no different whether, you know, my brother was in direct harm or not. You know, here's this guy that is supposed to be my stepdad, and he's, like, choking my mom out, and instead of me being scared for my mom, I was worried that my mom was gonna drop my little brother because he was an infant, and that was my fear. I was not scared of him at all. I took on that very dominant motherly role. I actually remember I was like 7 or 8 and he was taking a nap on the couch, and he had beat the shit out of my mom a couple of times. Now she had black eyes and, you know, bruises, and my mom was just scared and crying all the time. It was very, very tumultuous, and I actually remember taking a butter knife. Now I'm reminding you, I was 7 or 8. I remember taking a butter knife out of the silverware drawer and putting it to his throat while he was taking a nap, and I told him that if he ever touched my mom or my little brother again, that I would slit his throat. Now, that is petrifying to me to even remember. The fact that a 7 or 8 year old would be so brazen enough to say something like that, and I'm not, I don't know the word for it. I'm not like a violent person at all. I am outrageously emotional. I get so upset when anybody or anything suffers, when anybody or anything is upset. And for me to know that and think back that I actually did, I threatened somebody like that, especially, you know, grown up when I was 7 or 8 years old, that is just crazy to me that I would do something like that. And I remember it. I specifically remember it. So it's not something that like somebody made up or told me that I did. I remember doing it. So he went to jail a couple of times. They ended up getting divorced. And my mom went through a couple more boyfriends, and then she got married to Cal. Who, I mean, they didn't have an amazing relationship, but he was definitely my favorite out of all my mother's boyfriends or husbands or whatever. He was very, very nice. He was really funny. He was great. For whatever reason, they didn't work out. My mom has her reasons, but I'm not going to go into that. And I mean, that's their relationship, but he was my favorite person ever, really. He had a motorcycle. He was just really nice and funny. But honestly, there's just so many people in my mom's life when I was little, and I just saw all of these ins and outs and relationships fail and anger and fighting and constantly moving, no stability whatsoever. We were homeless a couple of times. We lived in motels. When I was actually in high school, we lived in a hotel, or a motel, I should say. So, and it actually wasn't even a motel, it was an inn. So we lived in this crack den inn. Everybody who was like into drugs lived there, and I lived there when I was in high school because my mom couldn't get anybody to rent to her. She had screwed so many people out of so much money. She could never keep a job. Or she would like work under the table, and we just never had a place to live. I lived with friends, family members. I never had stability. And I think that part of that is the reason why I went into real estate in the first place, because I just know how important it is to have a place to live and have that stability. It goes hand in hand. So the reason I'm telling you all of this is because, I mean, I can talk all day about what I want to achieve in life and what I'm working towards, but I feel like you can't really, you can relate in some ways, but maybe you're somebody who has had struggles in their life, or maybe you didn't grow up in the best situation or anything like that. I have always said that I was going to be better than my situation since I was really young. My class ring, I didn't actually get through my high school, and I didn't even graduate high school. I ended up getting my GED after. I dropped out and got my GED instead. And in my class ring, I actually got on the band written, "My life is my message." And I can't remember who actually said that now, but it was somebody really important. And I resonate with that so much because growing up, I was around drugs, I was around alcohol, I didn't have a place to live half the time. My parents, mostly my dad, was very, very physically abusive. My mom was very, very emotionally and verbally abusive. I wasn't around the right people. It was really, really hard for me to connect and make friends because everybody was just worried about things that like didn't matter to me. Or I was always embarrassed because of my clothes or the way I looked or the way I smelled or whatever, because my home life wasn't great. There was never stability for me. And I always, always have said, this is not who I am. I will never be like this when it's my choice. And I'm not this person. I will never be anywhere close to this person when I grow up. And I've just worked to not be like that my entire life. And it's been extremely hard, especially when you have parents that are outrageously negative and they have their own personal demons and emotional and personality problems. Like, my mom's bipolar. My dad probably is too, honestly. He just won't go see a therapist. He thinks it's wrong or weird or whatever. And the thing is, when you're raised by people who have these issues, you either, one, gain these issues, or you're so tainted. And I'm saying that from experience. When I was in high school, when I was in high school, I was an entirely different person than I am today. And I will say that with 100% honesty. And it's not that it's been easy at all, because it's really not. And I struggle with it still every single day. I have to actively choose to better myself every day and think about things so much deeper than other people do. Because I was raised to be loud, I was raised to swear a lot, I was raised to be rude, honestly. I was raised to lash out at people, to ignore people, bite the hand that feeds me. Like, these are the things that my parents did, and they taught me. And they think they're right, and they're not. I believe in my heart that people should be nice, and they should go out of their way for people and be sympathetic. And it's just like, there's so many things that I believe that I was not taught, and I had to teach myself. I had to look into it. I had to read. I had to expand my knowledge. And it's been really tough, and I struggle with it. But I wanted to put something out there that is like, listen, you know, in the future, in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about, like, things that I'm doing and achieving and goals and dreams, and look at me, here's where I am in life. And in no way is it bragging at all. And I just wanted to make sure that I put an episode up in the very beginning that tells you, like, I came from shit, literal shit. My upbringing was terrible. I was homeless, and nothing but negativity and drugs and terrible fucking people were around me. And everybody told me that I couldn't do fucking anything. And I was gonna be nothing. And I was gonna go nowhere in life. And never, ever, ever did I once believe them. Because if I believed them, then what was I here for? What was I living for? If you just are born into a situation and you just wake up and go to sleep and die by that situation, and you're not going to try to fix anything, you're content with being miserable and hateful, it's just, it makes me so emotional to think that, because I actually know people who do this. They find nothing wrong with being miserable every single day, and it's so emotional for me to even about it. I don't want to be where I was. I'm not okay with that. I want more. And I want everybody else to want more for themselves as well. Because anybody can achieve the goals that they set out for themselves. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be the day after that. It may not be a month from now or a year from now. But if you're fucking trying your ass off and you're setting goals and pushing and physically believe, mentally believe in every fiber of your being that you are going to do it, then you will. Because that's how it works. If you're doing everything in your power to work towards a goal and you will stop at nothing to achieve that goal, then you will achieve it. It doesn't have to happen overnight, but you can see little wins along the way. You can see any goal, really. It doesn't have to even be a big one. Maybe it's a really little one. Maybe you want to live closer to a big city or something like that. You have to make more money to afford an apartment to be closer to that city that you want. At least you're getting there. It's a step. You got to have little steps and you'll see the wins along the way. I believe in myself, and I want everybody else to believe in themselves too. I believe in other people, and that's really, honestly, what You Go Girl podcast is about. Sure, it's me, it's one person talking about the steps that they're taking in their life and the achievements and the goals and the real life, whatever. But honestly, I just want more people to believe in themselves. I want more people to be thoughtful and kind and caring. And I honestly want a community to come out of this, because we're only as strong as our friends and our support group. If you're going through a lot and you have no one to talk to, that's really, really hard. You can talk to yourself, sure. I mean, that's not weird. I've done it plenty of times, but sometimes you do need a sounding board. Sometimes you do need to know that other people are going through things the same as you, or maybe just a little bit different, but they're still going through things. Somebody who you think maybe has it all together and they just seem so fucking perfect, but really they're going through things too. You just don't know. So that's my goal, that's my dream, that is You Go Girl podcast, and I hope that this was able to shed some light on my past a little bit. I don't really necessarily like to talk about it, but I think that it's really important to share where I have come from, so that when I am in a place of tremendous growth and I still hopefully have you guys by my side, all my listeners, then you know you'll know that it doesn't come from a place of, hey, look at me and what I have, I'm the shit. It's like, hey, look at me and what I have and what I have.
In a quarter mile at the traffic circle, take the second exit and stay on New Hampshire 125 North.
And what I have achieved and from where I've come from, and you can do it too, and if you want, I can help you. Like, that's what I want this to be, and the future thoughts. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you'll tune in some more after this kind of depressing message, and I really appreciate each and every one of you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.